Greetings in Jesus' name. What a joy and a blessing it is. This wonderful, beautiful day, I can speak to you the word of the Lord. I pray that God will be glorified and magnified in your life. This day, as you listen to my voice, I pray you will find purpose, you will find God's glory, you will see answers to your prayers. So let's look into his word in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I'm going to read that again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Powerful and a great verse. And I want you to understand, you are not defined by your functions. Who you are is not confined to what you do. You are a difference maker. I'll say that again. You are a difference maker. Right now, you may be a parent, a doctor, a painter, or something else, a student in your life. But that is not all that you are. Elevate your perspectives. You are defined by the purpose for which God has called you. I want to say that again. You are defined by the purpose for which God has called you. And we all have been called with a purpose from heaven above. As a parent, you impact future generation. When your children become tomorrow's leaders, the difference they make will be determined by what you do today. More than having hot dogs with the kids, you're feeding a feast to the future difference maker. So remember one thing, everything you do today will impact your future. God told Jeremiah that he formed, called, and ordained him before he was even born. And God has a divine purpose for you too, same way as he had for Jeremiah, the prophet. He prepared good works for you to accomplish today, long before you arrived here. So walk in them. Make a decision. You will do something good, called according to the purpose that you are called for. And you will fulfill it, that you will please the Lord, and the Lord will be pleased in you. When every little thing you do, wiping a nose, sliding a letter through a slot, splashing colors on a canvas, or making a diagnosis, is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with the attitude of gratitude, he infuses those actions with holy purpose. More than fulfilling a function, you are created to make eternal difference. So whatever you are doing, maybe a student, maybe a teacher, maybe a parent, maybe a doctor, or whatever profession you are in, remember, you are created to make eternal difference. So make it a point today that you, from now on, you will fulfill the purpose that God has called you. Not let it pass you by, not let it be wasted, because it's a gift that God has given. And when you do that, you will see God's blessing. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray they will understand the purpose that you have created. Let them not be frustrated and upset because they are not doing what is a purpose. Let them know the purpose of their life and fulfill it, O Lord. And Father, whatever they do, let them do it with joy, with a smile on their face, to be a parent, to be a doctor, in any profession, to be a student. Bless them. As they fulfill that purpose, you'll be glorified in their life. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Open up the floodgates of heaven over their life. You'll be glorified. We'll give you glory, for it belongs to you and to nobody else. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. God bless.